Kyle Caldwell, Executive Director, Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy. On behalf of our nonprofit Navigation, I hope your weekend plans are set. Good morning.
Absolutely. Say good morning to you.
Well, enjoying this summertime, but you join us on a monthly basis, you and yours. And today's topic, let's talk about the nonprofit opportunities coming to Grand Rapids this fall. Probably many.
There are, and we're really excited that our College of Community and Public Service has really taken on the mission of being an engaged college. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of opportunities this fall through our School of Nonprofit and Health Nonprofit Health Administration to partner on a number of events, and we have some events in the community. So the one that we're really excited about coming up is Giving Tuesday. You know, the giving season gets ready, and we look at the fall and winter as times that we think about others and think about nonprofits. And this year, as part of an international movement, Grand Rapids will be participating in Giving Tuesday on the 28th. And this is the day that we think about others right after Cyber Monday and Black Friday. So we were part of an initial movement almost a decade ago to really launch this event. And it's the largest global day of giving. And we are lucky to have a great coalition of partners here in Grand Rapids that are part of GR Gives that will be launching activities and support and technical assistance for nonprofits to really take advantage of the day.
GR Gives raised more than $326,000. Goodness gracious.
Yes, and almost 89 organizations participated, and the Johnson Center was a founding partner in that initiative, and we hope to continue that support going into the future. And this year we're going to actually provide some training for nonprofits to really take advantage of Giving Tuesday, and our own yes. Tamla Spicer will be hosting a technical assistance event on September 27th from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Johnson Center entitled Getting the Most Out of Giving Tuesday. And this training will focus on key ways, thoughts, tools that you can use to bolster your giving on Giving Tuesday and really take advantage of this great opportunity to advance your mission and really create the financial stability for your work.
Now, you have the 27th? I have the 7th. It might be my paper printing. I just want to make sure it's the 27th.
I think we're on the 27th.
Gotcha.
So sorry.
Right.
Sorry about the mix up.
No mix up.
And so folks can register on our website, johnsoncenter.org.
And I've been graced to have Tamla Spicer as a facilitator. She is awesome.
She is. You know, she's someone who not only has operated her own nonprofit, so she knows the ins and outs, but she really is a great coach, a great guide, and a great thought leader in the nonprofit sector. We're really lucky to have her.
Hashtag Giving Tuesday, hashtag GR Gives. Make note of that as we approach the fall season. Let's talk about this. What is it, Arnova?
Yeah, we're, again, in keeping with our college's goal of being an engaged college, we're really lucky that we were part of a competitive process to bring an international research conference to Grand Valley, and it's part of the Association for Research of Nonprofits and Voluntary Associations, ARNOVA. And this brings together 750 researchers from around the globe to come together in one place to talk about trends, to talk about challenges, to talk about the sector. They bring students. Students can provide are provided opportunities to share their research. And it's really a premier nonprofit research gathering from in the U.S. from people around the globe. And Grand Valley is really fortunate to bring it here. This is really made possible because of SPNHA, our School of Public and Nonprofit Health Administrations. And they've been really kind to partner with us to bring this. We've got some really interesting programs and plenaries. One in particular that we're really excited about will bring three nonprofit leaders together to talk about how philanthropy and government work together. We've got our own Diana Seeger from the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. We have the president from the C.S. Mott Foundation, Ridgway White, who's from Flint, going to talk about the Flint water crisis, and Tanya Allen from the Skillman Foundation, which has really done a great deal of work in Detroit public education. This is a real exciting panel. They're going to talk about their struggles and tribulations as well as their successes. So that's just one of the many features that will be part of the conference. We're bringing this to Grand Rapids on the 16th through the 18th of November. Yes. And what will be really exciting, I think, for the community is to not only see this from researchers from around the world, whether from we've got a contingent from China, from Saudi Arabia, from South America, all around the world coming to see Grand Rapids and see what philanthropy looks like. And we have three sessions available for nonprofits. On the 15th, there'll be three sessions, one on nonprofit data and how to think about nonprofits using data, one on individual donor fundraising, and one on advocacy. And so these will be delivered, some of them by our own faculty here at Grand Valley State University. So if folks want to register, they can go to www.arnova.org, www.arnova.org.
Happening under the umbrella of the Johnson, Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy. Executive Director Kyle Caldwell in with our nonprofit navigation. Other opportunities, let's share.
We're really lucky. We've been able to garner some great talent to also offer nonprofits ways to think about their work. We've got a series that Matthew Downey from our shop is providing on obsessions of successful nonprofits. It's a three-part series that we'll be offering, launching on the 29th of August.
Obsessions of Successful Nonprofits. I like that.
Yeah, isn't that great? It's a great title. And it really helps people think about themselves as nonprofit leaders and what are the things that really need to focus on. And also, what are the things that you let go to the side? What are the obsessions that you need to have to be successful? We also provide a free brown bag lunch series that's open to the community. Our next one will be Discover the Seven Deadly Wastes on August 30th. You know, thinking about how you prioritize and what are the things that distract you from your mission and how to deal with that. And then the third is our nonprofit board certification program to help leaders and volunteers in the community understand what it is to be an effective nonprofit trustee of an organization that is mission driven.
Great. And you do what in your spare time?
Yeah. Well, this is really lucky that this is my team that does a lot of this work. I just get to work with them. All these opportunities are available at the Johnson Center, johnsoncenter.org.
Great. Describe your bow tie.
I wanted to celebrate not only bringing these opportunities to West Michigan, but, you know, if you go on the Shelley Show, you gotta bring your best game. So I have a custom bow tie that's actually wooden and engraved, and it shows the Grand Rapids City escape, and I'm proud to wear it.
All right, we're going to get a picture. Kyle Caldwell, Executive Director, doing super work with the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. One more time, best way to find out more information?
Go to the johnsoncenter.org website.
Enjoy your day.